allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for coming. Did you want to go down and take that off the screen? Thank you. Like approval of the agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes for May 16th council meeting, please.
Mm-hmm.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Communications. There is a letter in your council packet. There's a letter from Butch Petrozov. If anybody has any questions or comments, we'll take them now from the council. Otherwise, we'll move on.
Where's that?
In the packet, probably about 7 pages out.
Ryan and Ian are on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
But what
does
just depend
over 5 years? There is multiple violations or multiple things that are not in code compliance, but Eric certainly can speak to that if you would have questions for him.
And didn't you just say that there was, that the county had the same stipulation of 5 years, so...
And so does South Bend.
But according to, isn't it according to Washington state laws, we can't be less strict. We can be more strict, but can't be less strict than that.
I don't know how that one would technically work. Because it's not, I think that would be like on maybe health or something, actually where they are the governing body.
Yeah.
They're not really the governing
body.
So
it would be the governing body.
I don't think that would play, but we'd have to check on that. And it's not just locally here, but we had looked many places to look at different types and different ordinances. That's pretty much across the board. I think you would find that. There may be some exceptions, but basically they're always like that.
Okay. Any additional council comments? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to items from the public. I believe that everybody here from the public is here to speak when we talk about the Alder lease, correct? Okay. Alder & Co. lease agreement review. It is on the agenda tonight because there is a, under item number two, there is an option for an opener just to, for potential increase in the rent. So it's on here for discussion if the council would so like to discuss that. I'm all ears. So. Or I can also discuss this lease agreement directly with Alder & Co. and come back to the council with a proposal if the council would like me to do that as well.
That would be my preference. Thank you.
Okay.
that's Ryan.
Okay, so I will meet with Alder & Co. for a lease discussion, and I will bring back a proposal to the council at the next meeting, if that's the council's wish.
That's the council's wish.
Okay.
If
the council just if the majority of the council has agreed to that, then we'll.
I think we're all good with that.
Okay, all right. So moving right along. So. Yeah. So you have to deal directly with me. That I can see tears in your eyes already. So. So item number seven is an email that I received from Max Benson regarding a request for support and assistance from the city of Raymond for an application, a CDBG application. And I told them that I would bring it to the council tonight for a council approval if the council so approves. If you read further into the email, he does offer his assistance. And I also told him that I would be happy to work with him to complete the application. It'd be a great opportunity for Kayla as well to learn grant application process. So I'm up for discussion on this. Has anybody got any questions? So I guess I should reiterate, this is for the Willapa Center. So additional funding for Willapa Center for those in the audience that may not know what I'm talking about.
Max did a great job initially. So I think plenty of the tools to work on this.
Sounds like he does. Yeah. So. Okay, any additional discussion? Zoom people? Hearing none, I'd like a motion approving the city to move forward with a CDBG grant application for the Willapa Center CHIP funding.
So moved, Ryan.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's not a CDBG grant. If you read the very first paragraph, the source is similar to CDBG.
Oh, okay.
So I don't
okay,
think
it's
they
a,
have that wording in.
Okay,
the
remove this CDBG called CHIP, Connecting Housing right. to Infrastructure Grant Application. So a CHIP grant application. So, okay, we got a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion carried. Thank you. Okay, department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Didion.
I don't have anything at this time, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Police Chief Chuck Spohr is absent tonight, and he didn't have anything to report. I talked to him today. Public Works Director Eric Weiberg.
I don't have much. Anxious to get moving on painting stripes and working on the parks and putting chips in the playground, but the weather's not really cooperating yet, so we're crossing our fingers for a little bit better weather, but those are all things in the works. That's all I have.
Thank you. Clerk Treasurer Kayla McIntosh is up in at the University of Puget Sound for Professional Development 1. It's a week-long training with just getting her feet wet on what municipal clerks are all about. And it's very intensive training. Some of the best she'll probably receive. She's already texted me a couple of times and said she's really enjoying it. You make lifelong friendships, networking, and so I'm really pleased that she felt that she could go after being here such a short time, and having a family with three little ones is not easy to get away, so I'm glad that she went. So Mayor's comments. I want to express via Jason McVeigh. Before he left, he came to my office and we had a great discussion, and he wanted me to convey to the council just how much he appreciates and has enjoyed working with Chief Didion. He said, Chief Didion has brought a breath of fresh air to the fire department, and he's probably truly one of the best bosses he's ever had. And he wanted to make sure that the council and the city as a whole knows that he did not leave because of anything that the city had done or anything that maybe people thought that the chief had done. He did it for personal reasons, but certainly not any other reason. And he has the utmost respect for Chief Didion, and he wanted to make sure that the council was aware of that. So, and on my part, I would like to say how proud I am of our fire department. They have had some really tough calls, one in particular the last week, and they are rock stars. I mean, totally rock stars. And I couldn't be more proud of that group over there. They're really amazing, and I'm really happy to be here and be able to represent such amazing people. So that's my spiel for tonight. And in front of you is the 2021 annual report. It's completed. It's been transmitted to the state and accepted. It was due the last working day of May. It was a challenge to say the least, but it's done. And I spent probably about, I don't know, close to 40 hours of my time on it. So the month of May, I think I made $2 an hour. So, but it's done. And it was a big relief for all of us to get it in and done. And you have it in front of you. And now we move on to the next job. So council comments.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
You still have a goat on the island.
I'm still here. I did notice this. Yes. I got an email from them. It's hard because I try to do code enforcement in my spare time, but in my own car without anybody noticing.
Maybe law enforcement needs to visit them.
Yeah. So I did send them a letter and they have reached out and they are working on creating privacy, but
yeah.
So I'll have to reach back out about the goats because I did just notice that.
I actually had a citizen approach me.
We've gotten a lot of calls on it, but not just there. It's nothing against the goats. It's just the way our ordinance is written out, and it is a city.
What about the place on Lark Street? I know the stuff's by there today, and all they've done is push the stuff up on the alley. Still all there, the car.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, I had to send another letter to them, and they'll probably get ticketed.
They were working on it.
We were working on a lot of them.
We took some pictures the other day of it.
No, they're just waiting for it.
So basically,
there's
quite a big list, and I've gotten all the updated photos after the last council. I drove around in between practices, and I'll send more letters out. And then it's getting caught up and going back out to see if they've complied. But there is a couple houses that are, there's one in particular that's finally being tested for asbestos. I'm going to be torn down. It's the one out. Garden Tracks, the boathouse, the big stucco white one.
That one's
been a long process, but they are in the middle of testing and it's supposed to be torn down. So we are working on quite a few. Just send me the list.
Well, the person asked me what to do about properties around town that they see that are decaying and troubling to them. And I told them we don't do anything without a request from the citizen to do something.
Yeah, and we don't actually get a lot. We'll get a lot of calls about farm animals, but for the most part, it's just up to us to notice. And there's not all the neighborhoods that we go in. So unless somebody brings it up, then
this guy's going to bring it up.
Yeah,
and he can. To come down and talk to
you. Perfect.
That way you don't have to go find it.
That works.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to jump back just for a second. I had one more thing on my list that I didn't write down. Most of you may have seen it and maybe you haven't, but we advertised and it closed today for a utility clerk. Deborah's moving into the deputy clerk treasurer position, which I couldn't be more happy about that. So we have, I believe,
32
applications for, I can't, I'm floored.
That's overwhelming.
And yes. Maybe more in Kayla's email. I'm gonna check.
So we'll be interviewing soon for that position. It'll be nice to have that extra body again. And
when does Deborah start as deputy?
She's been interim since Gretchen left anyway. So we're in the process of working out a new pay scale, and we're just kind of working through that right now. But things are going. I guess everybody seems to be happy in the office and things are working out. So, right.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of cross training going on.
You're not going to put her in that one office that can't close
the door. No. Maybe we are. Maybe we are.
We're going to use some. Yeah.
Probably.
I thought she'd just go where.
We're rearranging.
Yeah.
It's kind of been rearranged and it's really nice in there and open and bright. And
just know that one off.
Yeah, she might end up in there, but we could take the door off.
It doesn't open anyway.
So anyway, back to council comments. Any additional council comments? Okay, hearing none, we need to adjourn to executive session. So you guys are adjourned.
All right.
Okay. There will potentially be a decision at the end of this executive session.
How do I put that?
So you just have to move Craig into the waiting room. I think that he's the only one, right?
Yeah, I just have to make him.
Hi. All
right. Let's see. I think we're good. So we just have.
Okay. Oh, I didn't.
Ian and Ryan.
Okay. So at 6:16, we will come back into session at 6:30. Now we have to give a time. We can't give how many minutes. So.